Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Dan Hetherington from SEH. He was out there in Belfield, North Dakota, where they held a public meeting about the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. First greenfield refinery coming to the United States in 50 years. And it's coming to the Bakken, Belfield, North Dakota. Hetherington was at the meeting. He's going to talk about what happened, his observations, and a few other tidbits from the meeting out in Belfield, North Dakota about the Davis Refinery. Plus, Craig Forsander from One Oak talks about the new Sydney office, Sydney, Montana office, and what One Oak's long-term plans are for the Bakken. Alan Schaefer, Diesel Technology Forum, talks about clean diesel. Plus, Chip Wilkes, head dispatcher from Entrek, talks about the recruiting going on out in the Bakken and how, like many other companies, Entrek is hiring. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
But now your heart is forfeit, and the razor remains. From a butcher's perspective, it's a hell of a trade.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Chip Wilkes from Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, and we are visiting with the head dispatcher here in the Dickinson location, Chip Wilkes. Chip, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. How long have you been with Entrek?
Almost 3 years now. I've moved rigs with a lot of the guys out in the field here for several years before I came on board with Entrek, and kind of knew the guys ahead of time before jumping on board with them.
The technology just amazes me. I'm into these big machines and everything, but the technology that's gone into the modern crane, this ain't Grandpa's crane anymore, is it?
No, it's not. It's very high-tech, sophisticated equipment. I'm not going to say all the guesswork's taken out of it, but 95% of the guesswork's taken out of everything that you pick up and put down.
And that makes your company more efficient and safer, too.
Absolutely. The majority of the fleet that we have, as far as on the crane side of it goes, they're 2012 or newer with the most up-to-date safety functions, safety devices, load charts. We've even got cranes that'll tell you exactly how many pounds per square feet are on each individual outrigger right now.
Say some you have a power company that wants a transformer moved. They can send you the materials, and you can pretty much estimate what that thing weighs.
Yeah, if they send us the materials into it and schematics, diagrams, of course, all the other engineered plans that they have, I can shoot it right up to my engineering department, and they can get within a couple hundred pounds of exactly what it's going to weigh and pretty well find the center of gravity for us.
Has that been the case? I mean, you've got something that's 25, 30, 50 ton. Have you come within a couple hundred pounds most of the time?
Yeah, we have come in within a couple hundred pounds most of the time. That being said, a lot of my guys out in the field, they've been doing this long enough. They're skilled skilled operators. You know, we kind of only hire the best of the best around here that, mm-hmm. that are the most well-rounded. And most of the guys, by looking at something and taking a couple of measurements out in the field, they can find the center of gravity of it really quickly and really easily and estimate the weight on it within, at least a couple of thousand pounds in the field.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Now, anytime you have something that weighs that heavy, that much, you know, 50 ton or whatever, you get it a couple of inches off the ground and you've already got a safety concern. Talk about NTREC and their safety program and what is involved with that.
All of our guys out in the field know good and well that if you get something a couple of inches off the ground and it doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, set it back down immediately, and then, like I like to say, we'll drop back five and punt, mm-hmm. and come up with a different game plan. If I got to get another crane out there to assist the load and take half the weight, we'll do that, or we'll come up with a different game plan to make it work.
You have people on staff that safety is their is in their job description that oversee the safety efforts of your crews.
Absolutely. I've got field safety staff both here and down in Texas. Myself, our branch manager, our crane and rigging supervisors, our operations managers, safety is actually our number one concern. And if we need to go out in the field and address an issue, we have no problem going out in the field and addressing an issue, as well as a staff here locally, an administrative safety staff here locally, to take care of all the other concerns, such as the paperwork, making sure that our guys do their FLRAs, their JSAs, and get everything done that they need to do in the field as far as toolbox safety meetings and everything else, mm-hmm. and double check those for quality, not just doing it, but to make sure that what they're doing and what they're discussing at these toolbox safety meetings is actually a quality topic, as opposed to just sitting around there and visiting for 20 or 30 minutes and then getting toward the job, that they're actually discussing the job at hand, the task at hand, and all associated risk with it.
A lot of your business comes from the oil field, but NTREC Crane and Heavy Haul, much bigger than that. You work with the wind towers. You've put up a water tower in Dickinson. Your customer base is pretty broad.
Exactly, Bill. Whenever we started out in the area, whenever NTREC moved into the area, we were basically an oilfield third-party service company. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, with the downturn in the oil economy and everything, we branched out and decided to do more of the infrastructure projects. Like you said, the windmills, the water towers, setting box culverts.
Construction. The jail in Bismarck.
We did the jail, the Burleigh County Jail over there in Bismarck. I currently have a crane set up right here in downtown Dickinson working on the Stark County facility here. I also were doing the McKenzie County Electric Building up north, up in Williston, North Dakota. So we're not just a Dickinson company. We're not just a Watford City or a Williston company.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chip Wilkes, head dispatcher from NTREC Crane and Heavy Haul, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Watch it shine so bright.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.